You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. Now, the length of your cycle is defined as the number of days between the first day of menstrual bleeding of one cycle to the onset of menses of the next cycle. Basically, what that means is from day one proper bleed, not spotting, to day one of the next proper bleed. That is the length of your menstrual cycle. Now, across the cycle, it is divided into two phases, and these two phases have names. The first one is called follicular, and that is the part of the cycle that will most likely vary in length from month to month and person to person. On average, it is 14 days, but you are tracking yours now, so you're going to be able to work out how long yours is. Now, from the point of ovulation, the second half of the cycle is called the luteal phase. And that will be approximately 14 days and rarely changes. There's a huge intervariability in hormone levels from cycle to cycle and person to person. Now, the statistics work like this, that there is something called the normal range of estradiol, and that ranges from 30 to 300 picograms per milliliter in menstruating females across the length of the cycle. As a point of reference, in males, the normal estradiol levels are 10 to 50, and in non-menstruating females postmenopause, they are 0 to 30. Now, those two phases can be subdivided further, so we have four parts. Now, some mapping methods and cycling, you will discover that the four parts are called seasons, which kind of makes sense. But for now, I'm just going to go with one to four. So briefly, let's have a look at phase one, the follicular phase. Now, in week one, part one, the hormone progesterone has basically just left the building and estrogen is low and about to rise. As you progress through this part, around 3 to 7 days, you can maybe feel more tired than on average. Remember, that's average levels that relate to you, because this is the bleed week. And whilst this is going on in the uterus, deep in the brain, the cycle is already starting again, and the ovaries are starting to join the new party. In part two, week two, the bleeding has stopped. And you're starting to maybe feel a little bit more energetic and potentially creative, and you're heading for ovulation at this point. But remember, progesterone is still on holiday. It has still left the building. Estrogen levels will start to rise towards their peak at the end of week two. And this surge is as a result of something I call the X factor competition happening in the ovaries. You will now be having 15 to 20 eggs that get selected from a few thousand to be in a competition for top egg. You may also feel a tad perky in the bedroom at this point. It's an evolutionary thing, if you catch my drift. We'll talk about phase two in the next episode.